I guess.
All right.
Are you Christian?
Yeah, I believe in God.
Believe in God?
Okay. I believe in God.
Just like a generic creator?
I believe in, like, Jesus' father. And
yeah.
But I don't, I can't say I, like, subscribe to any specific belief or specific denomination.
Any denomination.
Yeah, but why do you think Roe versus Wade should be overturned? Why are you against abortion?
Well, I would say we're made in God's image, like, which is why it's important if you have a Christian worldview, if you have like a worldview that affirms that God exists and that we are made by God, that we are accountable to Him, and we should love our neighbor as ourselves, right? And so love looks like not murdering somebody. And, you know, Christians believe that life begins at conception, that we're human from the point of conception. And so humans should have like the dignity to be allowed to live if they're if they haven't committed a crime worthy of death.
So yeah, it's human in the sense that it's human DNA.
Right.
It's not exactly a person yet. It's not a person. It's human, but it doesn't have the brain that lets it function on its own and have its own free will, because I believe free will works through the brain. So it doesn't have the things that we value and why we hold murder wrong if it's against a person rather than an animal. Because I believe that the soul hasn't been, like, isn't in the body yet until it has a functioning brain and can actually, the soul can be put into the person, put into the vessel.
So when you're unconscious, like, are you saying that unconsciousness determines whether or not, like, you're a person?
Well, no, I think as soon as the soul enters the body, whether it's conscious or not conscious at all, it's still wrong to murder that person.
By what standard?
By the standard of, like, soul is experienced. And I don't think...
I mean, like, where? Like, where do you get your definition of soul if you don't have, like, a God to point to and say God created souls?
Wait, what do you mean? I believe that there is a God who creates souls.
Okay.
I just don't think he puts, like, they're not put in the body yet until the body is capable of holding that soul and letting the soul experience life through it. So, like, I could have an arm and a body, but then no brain, and there wouldn't be any soul inside me. It's when the brain comes in, the heartbeat and everything gives me the ability for the soul to work through me.
So at what point, and maybe answer me this, like, it's okay to kill a baby in the womb when?
Like, before we see brain activity. And
you think brain activity?
I think brain activity.
So if somebody ever loses brain activity, you
no,
think it's okay
no,
to kill somebody?
No, I think, I said this before, that if they lose it, as soon as they get it, you can never take away their life.
But where do you get that from? It sounds like an arbitrary standard.
I mean, we can make assumptions about it by, it's getting real
hot. I know, trust me, it's hot out here.
But yeah, like, we can't just say we don't know exactly where it is, so we should abolish it altogether, because there are consequences that come with that. There's suffering that comes from allowing abortions, or, like, not allowing it to happen, with, like, people getting raped, and maybe they get raped at a time where they couldn't support the baby, and, like, they would, like, die or be severely harmed from having the baby. So I think to say that we don't know where it starts, so or we don't have a surefire way of knowing where it starts, and we have to abolish the idea altogether. Abortion. Because, like, we don't know, we have no, like, physical proof of a God, but we can't say that we abolish the idea of Him. Like, with the same thing of we don't have definite proof of where life or where the soul begins. But we can have a general idea, because I think we have to have a brain for a soul to work through us, right?
Okay, so you're, like, you're saying in order to have a soul, you have to have a brain. No brain, no soul.
Well, maybe your soul exists before then, and, like, God's just waiting to put you in.
Okay.
But you can't destroy the vessel once the soul has been in there, or even if it's, like...
The brain makes, like, a personality, basically. Like, you're you because you have a brain. If we put another person's brain inside your body, you're saying you wouldn't be you.
Well, yeah. Yeah, you would be.
Yeah.
Exactly. But I think for murder to be considered wrong, and, like, for us to, like, not, like, put people in prison for it, it has to be the elimination of an organism with a soul, and like, or what we define as a soul.
Right.
And not something with DNA of a human, but that has like no brain or whatever to let the soul run through it.
I would say that just because somebody is smaller than us or less developed than you and I, like, we shouldn't kill them because they're less developed, because like, they've got all the components of a human from conception.
Except for a working, functioning brain.
They've got all the genetic code necessary. They're just not as developed as you. Like, and your brain isn't actually fully developed until you turn 25.
Yeah.
Like, and so we should never like say I'm going to say it's okay to murder a human because they're less developed than me.
Yeah, and I completely agree with that.
Yeah.
Like that you shouldn't be able to do that.
Sure.
But
sure.
I think for a human with a soul, like I think, like me, I haven't developed all the way, but I still have a soul, and I've had a soul since I got it, which was early stages in my life. Not before, like, a month, probably, after I was conceived.
Okay.
I don't know when
You're
it
speculating,
happened.
Right?
Yeah, I can look at
right.
it. Like, I looked at this before, but,
Yeah,
I don't know where the exact, like, brain activity starts that, like, lets us perceive things. Because there actually is, like, a part in our brain that lets us, like, experience the world around us.
Yeah.
Like,
sure.
And once that developed in my brain, that's when it became wrong to eliminate my life. Because the potential of my life is, you cannot compare that to eliminating somebody whose soul already began and they started experiencing life, right? Would you agree with that?
I would say potential for life is different than life. Like, if we found what we see at conception on Mars, we would call that life. Like, we are searching, like, hardcore for life anywhere else besides on Earth.
But we wouldn't value that the same as human life.
Well, we wouldn't, because we're Christians. Like, we value like life, you and I, made in God's image, different than like a tree frog or a mosquito. Like,
yeah.
And so we would say, because you have God's image on you, because you're made in God's image, that you have like dignity, you've got value. And so, but that comes from having a worldview with an objective like standard, you know, found in the Bible.
Yeah, and I think the part of like, well, what I interpret as when we're made in God's image, we have like this free will that other, we have a sort of free will that God also has, right? The other animals, we don't, if we look at them and they're instinctual, they don't act on their own.
They're like
and
moist that's, robots.
Yeah, exactly. But we're different than that.
We are different, yeah.
And I think that's one aspect, that's like how we're similar to God. And we're made in his image because we have free will and souls.
Right. We see right and wrong. We see like good and evil.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there's like a moral component to us, that, which is why God would hold us to like his standard, because we're made in his image, right?
Yeah. But I don't think we're in his image. I don't think the DNA, I don't think that has to do with his image. Because
No. That's just like letters and numbers, but it's like a coded design,
yeah.
You know, a coded design coded by someone, right?
Yeah.
And so that, I think, is like a good proof. You're talking about like evidence is the point to God. Like, God is invisible, like, but he actually sent Jesus Christ to Earth, like, in flesh, right? Do you think that, like, because I know you've got like a general basis of God, do you think that if you were to die today and stand before the God of the universe, like, do you think that he would let you into heaven, or do you think that he would give you his justice and his wrath for sins you've committed against him?
Well, so I, since Jesus died on the cross for our sins, and that gives us, he's now merciful, or we can get into heaven because Jesus died for our sins. Right?
Yeah.
And so I believe I shouldn't be accepted to heaven because I don't deserve eternal, like, wrath.
Or punishment?
Or no, I...
Are you saying the other one?
Yeah,
eternal life.
I don't personally deserve, like, eternal happiness and peace.
Yeah, right.
Because what have I done to deserve that? I didn't die for anybody's sins. I didn't do that.
Yeah, right.
Like, I haven't actually... The value that I have is my time. That's, like, the most valuable thing towards me, and I haven't given that up to anybody but Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And so I don't think I deserve anything more than what I got right now.
Yeah.
But and I don't really believe in like a eternally burning hell. I think anything like this earth compared to heaven to us would be hell. Because if we're experiencing any sort of pain, right?
That's true.
Then that would be horrible compared to heaven.
Yeah.
So I think I'd probably either get somewhere either here or like worse than this.
But, yeah. So you're definitely right. Like, God can give us mercy. God can give us peace. God can give us eternal life. But it's because of what Jesus has done. Like, and he died for his people. So he didn't die for like every single human, like not every single human being is going to heaven. Like, but you have to have Christ as your Lord and Savior. You have to have him, and you have to forsake other gods, forsake other like idols and things like that, to turn away from that which put Jesus Christ on the cross, like basically being unloving. Like, God's law is a law of love. So if you've been unloving, then you deserve his punishment. But if you have Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, because then you have eternal life as a free gift. And so, you know, I know you said that you're not like a Christian per se, but you know about Jesus. You know about what he has done for us. And so I would just call you back to Jesus and like proclaim him as your Lord, like, you know, be a Christ follower, and that you would have peace given to you, eternal life given to you.
And I believe in like that Jesus Christ was the Son of God, and that he walked around. I accept him as my Savior.
Yeah. Okay. That's different than what it sounded like when you came up.
No, no. Just said I don't have like a denomination. Like, I haven't looked enough into like
denominations.
Yeah.
I see. You accept like the basic, like, primary principle, like understanding of what Jesus has come.
So I'm just looking more into it on my own, figuring stuff out. Because like, I mean, the Catholic Church, they used to say like, don't look into it on your own. Like, to just listen to what
they had their stuff in Latin, so you couldn't really understand what they were saying.
Hey, like,
what's up, Jack?
I wouldn't subscribe to that, because like, in the Bible it says to like, look, find your own answers, and like, through God.
Absolutely. And, no, you got to be a good studier of the faith, you know?
Yeah.
But you shouldn't just take things on blind faith, like, which I think is what you're saying.
And also, I think, firstly, I'm not like claiming that God would believe this or go through with this, but if I'm looking at like the net suffering that comes from banning abortions versus allowing them, I think more suffering comes from banning them.
Look at it from God's perspective. Look at it from his perspective of making somebody, like giving like a mom life inside her womb, like, and then, you know, the people who are to be like the greatest caregivers and caretakers of that child, decide to kill the child, who didn't like commit any crimes, right? There are people, like, and God is all for capital punishment. There are crimes that like we commit that we are so unloving against another human, or against God, like, but specifically like murdering somebody deserves the death penalty. Rape actually.
Why does murder deserve the death penalty?
Why does it deserve the death penalty?
Is it because you're killing a soul?
I would say sure. Yeah. Okay, yeah, you're so killing somebody made in God's image, not like a dog, like we were talking about.
Okay. Killing somebody who's made in God's image.
Yeah.
The thing that makes it God's image is the soul.
Different than, right, like, so a sperm over here and an egg over here, like flesh, right? People say like, oh, that's just like a clump of cells. One cell, but like when it comes together, like the Christian position is that like God has formed that person in the womb of like a mother. And so, you know, I can understand like if you're reasoning like in your mind, in your conscience, if you're saying like, hey, like this isn't a person like until they get a brain, like,
or
until
not even
they have
necessary.
A soul, like whenever the soul is. So let me give you one analogy, and I know you gotta go. If you and I were on a demo team for like a building and we had to destroy the building, like, we checked to make sure like nobody's in the building before we like set off the charges. If you weren't sure that beyond like a reasonable doubt, like that there wasn't a person inside there, would you ever like give the green light to blow up the building?
Okay, well, I'll tell you how I see that example.
Yeah.
So you could see the building isn't made. It's still being made, and you know that nobody would enter that building until like there was a reason to go into it,
right?
Or like a purpose for it to go into it. Or like even if it had a door, like maybe it was just a wall.
Yeah.
And they couldn't get through.
Right.
So you could destroy the building I know for sure that nobody was in there, because it's not possible for somebody to get in there without an entrance. I believe that's what it's compared to.
Okay.
Because I believe that that clump of cells, which might be, I don't know if that's offensive, because...
No, I hear a lot of things out here, trust me. It's hard to offend me.
I don't think... I think that the construction of a building like without an entrance is comparable to the, like, the what's being created in there. It just doesn't have like a door for the soul to go in. And as soon as that door opens up, that's when it becomes wrong. And I believe we have some idea of when that door is not there. We don't have an idea of when it gets there. We have an idea of when it's not there.
Yeah.
I think the idea of when it's not there is when it's okay to, like, end that self-life, because it has benefits of, like, not putting the person who's carrying the baby out of opportunities to further their life and give a baby that they could birth later better opportunities. Like, it cuts off a lot of options for what they could do, the good that they can bring into the world, just because we can't destroy the house.
Well, right, that, so the house would be like the womb in my analogy, and like a person that may or may not be inside the building is like a child. And so we wouldn't want to destroy the building, like we wouldn't want to flush out like the womb, like if there was possibly a child in there. And I would say that it's definitely a child, like from the conception.
It's a child, or like it's a human child, but that's not, you could kill like a couple of cells and it doesn't have a soul. What makes murder wrong is the killing of human experience and the soul, killing the soul.
Yeah, I had my appendix taken out like 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, that's not a soul.
Yeah.
But you have something very unique about like a sperm and an egg coming together, like to create life, like to create like a human life. Like a booger isn't going to grow in culture into a human.
Yeah.
Like a turd isn't going to grow into a human. Like,
but if it did, would that make it wrong to throw the booger away?
If it was,
if it had the potential to, it doesn't have a soul yet, it has the potential to turn into a human. But you're destroying it before the soul gets it.
And I would say that you definitely want to like have your authority founded in scripture if you're a Christian.
Well, yeah, but I don't think is. Can you find me a scripture of like a without that wasn't translated to it that says?
Yeah. From the very conception.
Yeah, like from conception, like where it starts, because I think it actually says something about how if like a mother, if a wife cheats on her husband and conceives a baby, then her like baby like, shouldn't be allowed to. I forget where this was. My dad was telling me about it.
Right.
He's like studied the Bible.
Yeah.
Went to Messiah College in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
He like studied the Bible. And he was finding scriptures that actually approve of abortion in some cases, which
if you ever want to like, get together and do like a Bible study on it, I'd love to.
But like, I just gotta know that there's a chance of you hearing me out and changing.
Oh, I definitely hear you. Like, I always want to be reasonable. That's why I appreciate conversations. Like, when I come out and preach, like I'm usually like proclaiming and like having a proclamation of the gospel, like so it's harder to have like a conversation, but when I do days like this where I can have like a conversation, it's nice to be able to like you know, dialogue in like in a reasonable tone. I feel like there's much lost in like this culture, this generation, to not be able to like have a conversation.
And like a big part, I know like you're arguing for this out here for the good
yeah.
mankind, because you do believe that like banning abortions would be a good thing. And I believe it's the opposite. A lot of people here do believe that, without even looking at the stuff that I've looked into.
Right, right.
Because I've looked into like the morals of it and why we consider murder wrong.
Yeah.
I don't think that the same thing is true for abortion.
Yeah.
But I went to like I think I become more approachable and people will listen to me more who are like against or like who aren't Christian if I have more morally sound views in their eyes. So like if they'll probably be less likely to listen to what I have to say about like the Lord.
Yeah.
If, and this isn't why I believe what I believe, but I'm saying
right
like they'll listen to me less if I take the side of pro-life, but because that turns people away from Christianity.
but we're already turned away from Christianity. Like, we're dead in our sins and trespasses. Like, we're, like, hardened. It's definitely a work of the Holy Spirit that quickens somebody from death to life. And so they're already running from God. But we have to get to the gospel as Christians. Like, this right here is nothing more than a conversation starter to talk to the people, like, that are very passionate about it, in the opposite, right?
Yeah.
And so being able to use that to talk to somebody about the gospel, like, is a great, great conversation starter.
But, so we'll bring in people who are passionate on the other side about it, but will those people be more likely to listen? Or if you had, you're pro-choice, but you got there from, like, you're Christian, you're still pro-choice, and Christianity isn't off-limits to you if you are pro-choice. You know, like, I think that would invite more people in to listen to the Word of God. I think we could get more people there. And maybe you even start out with that, and then you could push your beliefs on why you think it's wrong. But
I'll go with the dominant Christian view right now, for sure.
But, like, why is it dominant?
Well, I think because it's been, like, affirmed for centuries and, like, millennia.
But also, what was affirmed for centuries was a lot of Catholic beliefs, which were
true.
Like, like, well, what are those things called?
Sacraments?
Yeah, like, where you pay the church.
Oh, I know you're talking about indulgences.
Yeah, those were accepted, generally accepted.
Sure. Yeah. That should be a good starting point for us to look at and take seriously. But you're right. Like, you should be able to, like, study the scriptures, like, and make your decisions based on what the scriptures say. Like, yeah. I totally agree with you.
So I just think, interpreting this way, it adds more suffering to the world. Would you, like, what adds more suffering? The, like, choice. Yeah, like, do you think pro-choice adds more suffering to the world?
I would say right now, with 63 million people dead, like...
From abortions?
From abortions.
Like, the...
In America, since the 70s.
The babies? Or the people who...
The babies. I would say the babies that were murdered endured, and they have great suffering.
Okay, but then...
Like, right now.
So...
Because they're not here.
Would you hold those...
There's so much life and so many, like, activities and so much good they could have done. We should never kill the child for the crime of the father, as, like, in the rape argument, would say. Like.
Yeah. Okay, I see that. Would you hold these same lives that could have been, or that maybe, okay, if these lives were aborted before the soul got there, would you hold those same lives equal to the mothers that are dying from not having access to safe abortions?
So if the soul wasn't in the child, like, and we knew from God's word, and we knew definitively what that was, what I'm saying, like, you err on the side of conservation and not, like, going for without, like, knowing. Like, so Christians, like, I would say, have, like, a more conservative view. But what I'm saying is, like, if I knew that there was not a soul and it wasn't a child and it was literally just a clump of cells, of course, like, you would abort it all day long.
Okay. So right? Then what about when, like, are you against Plan B? Because then it's not there yet, but the potential for it is.
It's,
there's no word in the scripture that says that the soul begins there. Like,
right. Well, the word Trinity is not in the Bible, too, but you take principles, like, from, like, the scriptures, and you, like, form, like, doctrines, right?
Okay, but that's... we're using evidence from that to get to the Trinity. We're not using evidence from what we have in the Bible to get to where...
So Plan B, like, whether you're going to, like, you know, flush the lining out or something.
Yeah, like, we don't have things in the Bible that say you can't...
I would say that you should always... vie for, like, life and protecting life and doing good. Like, and so if I were to see a kid right here, and I'm not gonna hit the kid in the face, but I'm gonna, like, pull the carpet out from underneath so that his head hits the ground and cracks open, like, I would say that is, like, more wrong.
Like, to pull it?
to pull it out from underneath his feet so that the kid, like, hits his head on the floor. Like, we as Christians should be aiming to preserve life because they're made in God's image. Now, again, going back to the original premise, like, if they aren't made in God's image, like, if they're not, you know, actually somebody who has a soul, then it wouldn't matter. But that's what like Hitler tried to say, like, about the Jews, right? He would say, like, they're subhuman, and he's trying to, like, equate somebody who is made in God's image as somebody who is not. And you can kill these because these are basically not human, like. And so I don't want to be going down a path like that.
Yeah, but I think everybody can see that they're, like, the same as us, and we have, like, souls. We all have.
Well, the nation of Germany, like, went along with it. Like,
yeah, and that's crazy how that happened.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there are, like, a lot of pagan societies that...
Slaves as well. Great example in America. Less than human. Less than human.
And we thought that was right for a while.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, we thought that was right because it even says in the Bible.
Like, right.
Like in the Bible, some things about that, and we just followed it because that's what we were taught.
Yeah. And, but I would say that less, you know, I feel like that's the same trajectory that I'm hoping, like, Christians like yourself and, like, non-Christians will see, like, that this Holocaust that's going on now, like, on people made in God's image, like, that they'll look back on this day. And they'll say, oh my gosh, like, we were wrong to kill a child, especially since we can, like, the date keeps getting moved back further and further and further, like, to have a child survive, like, outside of the womb, right?
Yeah, and I think it's crazy that I'm not for, like, late term at all.
Yeah.
Or I don't even, whenever the brain activity starts happening, I'm not for that.
Yeah.
I think just, like, before that, when it's, like, the blueprint for life, basically.
Yeah. But that's your opinion and your standard, right?
Yeah, and I think that standard lines up more with, like, there not being a soul there than to say that it starts day one of conception or week one, even then, because what is there?
Where do you get soul, though, like, apart from the scriptures?
What do you mean?
Like you keep using soul, I feel like you're talking more scientifically, as opposed to soul, because I would agree and say that Christians, like, hold both, like, the spiritual world and the physical world together.
Yeah, so, no, I'm very pro science, but I'm also, like, I mean God created science and math.
Yeah, I agree.
So 100%. I think that we should use that.
Yeah. But you're arguing you're arguing more from a scientific perspective only.
Because we didn't have the science back then to prove when the soul actually, like, came to be. But now
science doesn't tell when a soul comes.
It doesn't
to play,
exactly. It doesn't
it's a
say.
It's theological, argument.
Exactly. Right? Yes. But it does say when it's not there, pretty much. It, like, we can say with a pretty surefire reliability that it's not there a week in after conception. Would you agree with that?
You could. I mean, there are Christian denominations and beliefs that the soul, like, stays with the body and is in the ground, and it is resurrected, and it's not going off to, like, heaven or hell while they're waiting. But, like, there's a thing called, like, soul sleep, which, you know, in that case, like, the soul is with the body. Like, and so I've had articles sent to me that show that somebody has woken up out of a coma. Like, when somebody was thought to be dead, they've come back out of that. Yeah. Like, and so I don't think you could argue scientifically, like, and theologically, that, like, because there's no brain activity, that the soul isn't there.
Well, no, and I'll go back to what I was saying before. Like, once the brain activity starts, that's when it becomes wrong altogether, Daniel.
Okay.
Because
so that's your starting presupposition.
Yeah, and I think whenever, like, a weekend, it doesn't have any brain activity. And I think that's the requirement. Like, the vessel for the soul starts with the brain, pretty much. Because, like, that's what's different than us from other animals, is that we have much more complex brains, and we can hold a soul.
But they have brains.
Yeah, they have brains, but it's not nearly as complex as ours. And I don't want that to fall into, like, a baby doesn't have as complex as a brain.
Because that's right where I take you.
Yeah, but
like,
I think...
reductio ad absurdum, right?
Yeah, but I think... and I don't even know if the complexity of the brain has to do with, like, our ability to hold it. I think maybe the ability to hold it is given to us by God. But if the thing that is given us by God isn't there yet, then I don't think it can be held as the same degree as murder.
Yeah.
And I don't think that that thing that qualifies it as wrong is there yet a weekend. Would you agree with that?
I would. I would look to case studies, or I would look at case law in the Old Testament, like to show that, like, if a woman is killed, like, or if a woman is like hit in her stomach, like, and the baby dies, like, that there is a death penalty given to somebody because they are killing a child in the womb. So, like, to your point, like, at what stage was she, like, far along? Like, yeah. I think because there's an unknown, like, because we don't know exactly, like, from what you're saying, I don't think you should be dogmatic to say, like, it's when a brain, like, starts shooting out, like, brain waves. Like, I would want you to encourage people to not get an abortion, and to have, like, this life preserved, like, at all costs.
Yeah, and I'll look at more at those case studies. But who is, like, saying who is wrong? Is it God? Who is, like, saying when?
It was God's law given to the nation Israel. And so it's a case law for Israel, because, you know, the Old Testament has, like, ceremonial laws, civil laws, and moral laws in them. And so
I think, so he gave, like, a general rule that if you kill the baby, then you deserve the death penalty, right? Because he couldn't tell them, oh, if you kill the baby after the brain's developed in the womb, then it's wrong. Because they just knew
like, she was pregnant.
Yeah.
Right.
So, like, he couldn't specify that, so then he'd just make it wrong altogether. Because they couldn't know.
Yeah.
And, I still do agree that once there's brain activity and you kill that baby, I think it would be wrong.
Well, at least you've thought about this stuff all the way through, and you're trying to have a consistent Christian worldview, far different than 99.9% of your peers that I talk to. And so I commend you for that. Like, I would still caution you to not, like, when there's, like, doubt or uncertainty, like, sorry, because we don't know, like, God's
what's
mind.
Up, man? Good to see you. Good to see you, too.
How's it going?
Hey, good. Hey, how are you?
I'm Jay.
Jason,
nice to meet you.
Pleasure.
Let's get up. Let's do lunch if you ever want to talk more.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, I've got tallypreacher.com. You can find me on social if you ever want to, like, link up and talk some more.
Are you going to be out here tomorrow?
I should be.
Wait, where's your contact info?
Just tallypreacher.com. You know, look me up on there. Like, find me on social. I've got, like, a form on there, but you can send me out, like, through Messenger.
All right.
If you ever want to talk, like, I'd love to chat about it some more.
Yeah, for sure. It was nice meeting you.
And your name was Charlie.
Charlie.
Okay, cool.
Jay?
I'm Jay.
Nice to meet you.
Thanks for talking.